It says that a cut in yodei la'am in yodav imachem omdim al gabav shochet l'chadchila. And the Ramos says avalim shochet beinola ven atzmo shchitaso psula. So the Shach there quotes that the reason if he shechs ben olav and atzmo, it's no good because the kohen has no nemanis. But mikra adin, if we knew and we could see, then it would be good because shchitas cotton is good. And the Shach quotes from the Levush that shchitas cotton is no good because just like we have a locha that a goy can't shecht, and let's use the reason of the Rush, because he's not a bazvicha, the chaltav is a vachta, mishu, you know, somebody who's muzal on achila, he's a bazvicha. So the Levush thinks that a cotton, therefore, since he's not muzal b'mitzvahs, he can't shecht. And the Shach quotes all these people disagree, and he disagrees as well. And the Shach says, to quote him, v'zel tema, is saying, in terms of what the Levush says, the besimen beis enu mitzuva al hashchita klal, aval vadait the cotton mitzuva shehare osolo lechol below shchita v'gam mishkachas lefam de shchita ksheva. In other words, a cotton, because it's osted to be machal a cotton lo sachilim, so shchita is relevant to him, and therefore his shchita, he's called the bazvich, and the shchita is good. So first of all, in terms of this, Rav said, quoting from Chaim, that a cotton is potum and onchin, but a cotton's maisavera is a maisavera. The Horai, Rav Chaim said, he quoted that the Ram says in Hilchos Yisurei Bia that in Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Zayin, then Teisha Shonav Yom Echad Shabal Shivcha Chruva, he loke for who may be carbon. The fact that if he's bala Shivcha Chruva, so that he has to bring a korban oshem shivcha chrufa, you see that his ma'isavera is a ma'isavera, kwa'is kapora. The Ravid there disagrees. It says shibush lamatzinu cotton bar onshin for korban zem and her onshin hu. So the Ravid disagrees, but not because fundamentally doesn't think that a cotton's ma'isavera is a ma'isavera. A cotton's ma'isavera is indeed a ma'isavera. But the Ravid thinks that oshem shivcha chrufa is a different kind of a korban. It's not doesn't come from kapor because it comes even b'mezid. So it's an oynish, and the cotton's not about onshim. So therefore, the korban itself it comes as an oynish. The Rambam presumably thinks that the korban even if it comes as an oynish, maybe, but it also has a dimension of kapor that is relevant to a cotton because again, a cotton's ma'isavera is a ma'isavera. The Rav quoted otherwise, aside from Chaim's, he had otherwise that a cotton's ma'isavera is a ma'isavera. I remember he also cited the Rambam's opinion that by ir nidachas that you kill anoshim and noshim v'taf. So he understood. So the Migdal Oster, some think that the Ram, how could it be? You kill the kids, you know. So he said. So and Michas Chiddich assumes because he has a question of edushena lo v'lo lozaro. You know, or Adis could you give on the Ketanim, but they assumed, which the Rav says is completely wrong, that he quoted Reb Chaim, that he killed the Ketanim even if they didn't worship Avodah Zarah. He said, that's not, they can, Chaf Mipesha, why should, you know, they're not just the V'chush of the Yenidachas. So he said it must be that they did a Ma'isavera. And to see their Ma'isavera, it's called a Ma'isavera. At least the other Ma'isavera. I remember once I went. This just a complete aside about this, but I meant Rabbi Kabalkin, Rabbi Avram Kabalkin, who was one of the heads of Machon Yerushalayim. And this was when they were about to put out the new Minchas Chinuchs. So he wanted to, he was hoping that the Rav would write 11 people wrote in the back commentaries on the new Minchas Chinuchs, Rav and others. So they were hoping that the Rav would, you know, they would get something from the Rav on Minchas Chinuchs. So I took him with me to visit. This is when the Rav was in Boston. He was late as he wasn't coming in. And we're talking about the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch, as you know, was a big favorite of Reb Chaim and the Rav, huge favorite of theirs. But he said, remember, so many tells me, which is that, the Kruma Minchas Chinuch? You know, the one he, the two he completely disagreed with, you know. So one of them was, so I said, you mean the one by Inidah? Oh, yeah, yeah, the one by Inidah. The other I know, Shech told me once, there was one, he loved Minchas Chinuch, but he was learning once, this was before mine, he was learning Hilchas Mila, this is, I think, when Moshe taught, one of the Lichtenstein kids were born, so he had an Einikol, so he started learning Hilchas Mila and Minchas Chinuch. And there's a Minchas Chinuch there about Kavana by, you know, for, by Piri Vivia. So the Rav didn't like it at all, and he said, the Shech told me, when he learned, he said, ah, fought a Galiziana. But Minchas Chinuch is, I mean, I don't want to be getting poetic about Minchas Chinuch, but he's huge. All right, but anyhow, so Rabbi Kivega, later on in Simon Yud Aleph, it says that a Summa, If he shechs, and again, achvachim ono some, the shechit is kosher. So the Kivega asks, according to Yehuda, like Machlokes Tanoim, but Yehuda in the Mishnah in Bava Kamma in Hachoyvel says that Summa is potter mikol ha-mitzvahs. So how can the Summa shechit to be good? He's not a baz vicha. That's what Kivega asks, and he says we have to. Rabbi Yeruchim says that we're choishes for the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, right? What? Boris HaLashma, correct. So therefore, so why is the Shechita good? So what bothered me about, what bothered you about this Kivega's question? What? No, just a simple question, based on what we said just before. Yeah, this, why does he have to wait till he gets to Suba? That's the Shachig rate explained by Cotton, that even though he's not Chayiv in Mitzvahs, but Maisaveh is still a Maisaveh, Los Achil, and so on, so the same terrors would apply to Suma. Why is Kivega bothered by that? And Kivega answers, he doesn't answer that. Kivega answers that even according to what he called it, to Rabbi Yehuda, that Suma's Potom HaMitzvahs, it only means he's potter for mitzvahs asay, but he's chayv and los asay. So therefore, he is a baz vicha because he's also nisa nevela. Oh, so that's a little bit of a shaila from Tosis' mashma. By the way, Tosis and Baba Kamma there is mashma that he's potter from all mitzvahs because Tosis says that even though we're going to be Huda, Suma's potter from the mitzvahs, but midrabanan is chayv, and Tosis says why? Because otherwise he'll be like a goy. What do you mean? If you hold that he's chayv in mitzvahs losas, he's very far from a goy. He's chayv in Shabbos and Kashrus and all mitzvahs losas say. And Kivega points out he's also chayv in Kiddush and matzah. Because yesh b'ato chal chametz, yesh b'kum v'achal matzah, and so on. Yesh b'shmir. So what does Tosis think that it's like? From Pashas to Tosis is that what? That he's potter completely from mitzvahs, even losas says. So I mean, we can clear what about Shev Mitzvah Bnei Noach? Maybe that is chayvin, but it's so. What's you know? Okay, so why do we have to come on to his? You like this Shaila is really Machlok Shoshanim, and it's a suffix in the Sefer Machria. The Sefer Machria is the Tosfos Shvit. My friend Yankee Dream will show me that. That's my tzorich iyun. So maybe the answer is that there's a chiluk between a cotton is part of an onshin because it's not about us, but it's also the chiyuv. But Kivega apparently thinks that a sumer, if he would have been part, is mufka from the mitzvah. So it's different than a cotton. It's strange, you know, in terms of kiyum hamitzvahs. It's inverted, you know. There's a shaila in the mitzvah chinuch where there's a mitzvah. First of all, there's a shaila when a cotton, if he does a mitzvah, is there a kima mitzvah? He's not chayim, but if he does a mitzvah, is there a kima mitzvah? There's a chayim about in the sefer. Chayim talks about by kon shehigdal ben apsachim that he's part of. If they brought a carbon for him in Pesach, he still called a bachayuva to bring him, even if it's tashlum, to bring Pesach sheni. If they brought a carbon for him, he's baal. The carbon. So Chaim distinguishes, it seems, between regular kima mitzvahs, maybe he wouldn't have, but here he does have, because it's what, because it's kochim, and the mechayiv is the chefsh of kochim. But we would have to be done on that issue. In terms of this issue, by the way, I may speak about this next week, so I'll just as a prelude. There is another possible answer to this question: why a katan is called the bar zvicha? But the Chanan says, I heard this once from the Rav, but you can deal with it. It really, it's a little bit of a shaila. He said it could be that maybe shechita is relevant to a katan, not because to be matted by achila. Achila is not musun achila, but shechita does another thing. What is that also? It's matar midei nevela, and a katan can become tamei, as opposed to what a goy. That's why he's not a bar zvicha, because shechita has no relevance to him, because a goy can't become tamei. So that's not such a dover poshut, because we have to clear, is the shechita that's matrit midi nevela, like midi tumas nevela, the same shechita, is that the same halacha shechita, that's metara midi nevela? Is the isa and the tuma, are they linked? So I'll just mention one Rambam, and maybe we'll talk about it next week. The Rambam says, it's a very famous Rambam, the Rambam says in Avos HaTumas, that if a goy shechts, that it's nevela, but he says he's not sure that it's metametumus nevela. Right? This is the Ram l'shitaso in a different respect by shechitas akum, which we'll talk about. Why shechitas akum? It's not a ma'aseh zvicha, not a ma'aseh shechita at all. The Rashi says about zvicha. The Ram has a different source for it, so maybe we'll talk about. But the Rambam says that it's metaya midei. It's mitami de nevela, and then the Ram himself, it's an amazing thing, a nevela that's not, this is alti tama, that you know you have such a thing, a nevela that's not tame, because the Ram gives another example, namely?
Trefa.
What does trefa have to do with nevela, right? The Vaivad is very enthusiastic about this Rambam, and the Ram, he says, ze echad misvara, I'm the exact lashon, of a satumah, ze echad misvarasov, and he says, la'olam lo'ama shvara p'chusma yomav. This is the worst svara the Rambam ever said. So what's fair about this Ravid is that the Ravid says in by Hilchas Kiddush, the Rambam says you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush in the Yom by Yom also. He also says La Omash, this is the worst svara he ever said. So which is it? So I guess the Teretz is the Ravid thought they were equally bad. You know, so that's the only way we went. But. In terms of what the Rav said, Rabbi Chanan said, is the shechita that's matter the isur, is that the same? So this, from this Ram, you see that they're not necessarily equivalent. I have another liar. But the Mishnah says in Chulin that if you shecht, Rabbi Kiva says that if you shecht one simon by behemoth, by Ophi, you have to shecht one, but it's nevela unless you shecht two. But Rabbi Kiva has a svara to say, which is choizif from, but Rabbi Kiva has a havamina that shechita simon echad will be mitar midei nevela, even though it'll be awesome, it'll be isa nevela. So you see that it's not the same standard for shechita, so that might not be the answer. I'm just going to mention the Sefer Machria. The Sefer Machria says he's chalek of Rabbi Natam. Rabbi Natam says that women make a bracha on a mitzvah sase shas man vroma, and he disagrees since they're not chayiv. And he says if they do mitzvah, they'll be over in Baal Toysif. And he says ve'ein lahavi raya misumot l'Yehuda poter mikol hamitzvos mikol makom midrabon chayiv nashe ein kein noshim ve'ein chayiv midrabonon shas man vroma mishum the noshim chayivs b'Baal Toysif. Him came this chayv b'midrum havi yavu about toisif, asuma potter mi about toisif, right? And the chen yichom chayv b'mitzvus ein b'ze isu about toisif. So it sounds about toisif the chalav. So it sounds like according to Machmir the potter from Losa says also, but some want to say the on the kamtin on the Losa Ruah that he thinks it's only about toisif that they're potter from, because if they're potter from all mitzvus asay, you can't have about toisif on. Unless you're chayv and asay, you have to be moistif on a mitzvah. So then I'm chayv and anyhow. So that's a shaila. What about Baal Toysif? I think my time is up. So.